turning water regulations into a volatile matter. In Ghent, brewers rioted against the water taxes. Spanish troops crushed the protest, leaving dozens dead. Under pressure from Spanish advisors who saw echoes of the earlier Dutch revolt, Isabel made a fateful decision. She decreed absolute state control over all water sources in her territories. "Water is a resource of the state," read the edict of June 1606. "Its use, distribution, and trade are subject solely to the authority of the sovereigns." The people called it the water ban. Unrest exploded. Bruges, Antwerp, and Mechelen erupted in revolt, all put down with severity. Steeped in the authoritarian tradition of Spain, Isabel stood unyielding. "Authority must be preserved at any cost," she told her husband. "My father always said it is better to be feared than loved, if one cannot be both." Albert, by nature more conciliatory, tried to temper her policy. But power increasingly lay in Isabel's hands. Her iron resolve earned the respect, if not the affection, of the Flemish court. By the end of 1606, an apparently minor incident shifted the course of events. During a visit to Brussels's Kootenberg Palace, Isabel noticed a small rash on her arm. The royal physicians diagnosed it as a common irritation and prescribed mercury ointments, a standard remedy of the day. But the rash worsened. Small pustules appeared on her arms and neck, accompanied by unbearable itching. Known for her austerity, Isabel began to avoid public appearances, telling her attendants it was merely a passing ailment brought on by the damp climate. She kept applying the mercury ointments, unaware they were slowly poisoning her body. As 1607 unfolded, her health declined visibly. The water ban had already brought disease to cities where hygiene suffered. Fields withered under irrigation restrictions, and merchants saw their river trade collapse under heavy tolls. That March, as Isabel rested in her chambers, Albert began secret talks with the Dutch rebels. Convinced that peace was the only hope of saving what remained of their rule, he acted without telling her. When she learned of it, Isabel's fury was barely restrained. "You have betrayed our authority," she accused. "No peace is better than a dishonorable peace." "The true betrayal," Albert replied with rare bluntness, "would be letting our stubbornness destroy what is left. Water flows, Isabel. It cannot be held back forever by decrees." In Brussels, whispers grew darker. Some said her sickness was a divine curse. Punishment.